Hong Kong Saturday to voice support for the police and call for an end to violence after a wave of protests against an extradition bill triggered clashes between police and activists and plunged the city into crisis. The rally called Safeguard Hong Kong comes a day ahead of another mass protest planned against the government and its handling of the now-suspended extradition bill that would have allowed people in Hong Kong to be sent to mainland China for trial. Police have called for a calm ahead of Sunday's protests, where security is expected to be tight. Authorities have removed metal barriers, which activists have used to block roads during previous demonstrations from areas around the march route. For much of the U.S., it's not just hot, but dangerously hot. But while many are searching for refuge inside, lots of people have been heading outside. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
From Texas to Maine, people are sweating it out. The National Weather Service is warning of temperatures in the high 90s and heat indexes surpassing 100. But that's not stopping folks here in Prospect Park, Brooklyn, like Ellis Schaefer, from getting out and getting exercise.
It's bad, but it's summer in New York. July and August are not always that much fun.
Experts are urging people to limit time outside and drink lots of water. Julie Walker, New York.
Global tensions continue to mount over Iran's seizure of British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. And voters started to cast their ballots for Japan's upper house election on Sunday, where Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's ruling bloc was forecast to win a solid majority. Media surveys showed that Abe's Liberal Democratic Party and its junior coalition partner are on track to win more than half of the 124 seats up for grabs. This is VOA News. And again, global tensions continuing to mount over Iran's seizure of a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. Britain issuing a stern warning to Tehran and the Islamic Republic maintaining the seizure was a reciprocal move. Britain's foreign office said Saturday that it summons Iran's Chargé d'Affaires in London, a day after British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said Tehran may be choosing a dangerous path of illegal and destabilizing behavior. He warned Britain's reaction will be considered but robust.
And it's clear from talking to him and also statements made by Iran that they see this as a tit-for-tat situation following Grace One being detained in Gibraltar. Nothing could be further from the truth.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said that this is typical behavior for the Iranians.
But to date, we have seen no indications that the Iranians are prepared to fundamentally change the direction of their nation, to do the things we've asked them to do on their nuclear program, their missile program, their malign behavior around the world. You could just watch their actions.
Germany and France have spoken out against Iran's actions. Iran's powerful Guardian Council said Saturday the seizure was in response to Britain's participation in the capture 2 weeks ago of an Iranian oil tanker transporting more than 2 million gallons of Iranian crude oil near the British territory of Gibraltar on Spain's southern coast. Three astronauts rocketed into space aboard a spacecraft on the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
We have main engine ignition.
NASA's Rob Navius describing the scene as the spacecraft blasted off from Russia's launch complex in Baikonur, Kazakhstan.
Engine
turbo prop up. It's light.
And liftoff.
It's carrying Russian cosmonaut Alexander Svortsov, European Space Agency astronaut Luca Parmitano from Italy, and American Andrew Morgan, all wearing a crew patch that echoes the one from NASA's moon mission, an event NASA's Navius also noted.
50 years after a small step for man, the Soyuz rocket and its multinational crew take a giant leap off the launch pad bound for the International Space Station.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A female suicide bomber in northwestern Pakistan killed at least 8 people and wounded 26 more in an attack outside a local civilian hospital Sunday, according to local officials. The attack early Sunday was claimed by Pakistan, a Taliban group, often known as the Pakistani Taliban, which is separate from the insurgent movement across the border in Afghanistan. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America. VOA 1.